This is Kerry Siders of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the IPM programs in Hockley, Cochrane, and Lamb counties. Well, we're the first few days of September now, September 2nd, and I guess we finally reached a part of the year where we begin to wind things down. But I tell you, let's don't do that too soon. As dry as it's been in most places, although we've received some rain in the region today. I would still encourage those with pivot irrigated cotton to continue through the end of this week, unless you did receive rainfall greater than 1 inch. I would encourage you to water through this weekend. See what the weather holds. It looks like it may be a warm weekend, a warm first of next week, but we're going to see maybe a cool down towards midweek. So pay attention to the weather. Pivots, like I say, through the fourth. Drip irrigation, I would encourage you to maybe not even shut it off this weekend. At one point, I thought we might be able to take a little break, but I know that a lot of producers have well issues once they turn it off, and it's probably best to leave it on. Again, unless you've had rainfall of, you know, some measurable amount greater than 1 inch, I'd continue to irrigate through at least September the 11th. And I know those may seem like arbitrary numbers. In reality, what that is looking back to our basically our last effective bloom date and then adding about 20 days. A 20-day-old bowl, if that last bowl that was set is 20 days old, it can take moderate stress. Prior to that, though, it needs to be well-watered and not stressed at all. But after that point, and I think most of this cotton after the 10th, the 11th of September can take moderate stress, meaning that it can wilt down during the heat of the day. And as long as it recovers by the next morning, it's in pretty good shape. And so we don't want severe stress on that bowl for 40 days, which puts us at really the bitter end, September 30th of this month. So let's keep watering. Again, my rule of thumb right now would be September 4th for pivots, drip irrigation around September the 11th. In terms of pest, it's been pretty quiet out there. Let's don't turn our backs on some of the plant bugs, ligus and aphids. I've not seen problems with that, but all in all, it's still worthy of time spent in the field. I've seen some late morning glory. I would encourage you to take care of those weed issues. Probably at the top of my list would be Liberty. I like Roundup on morning glory, but I think Liberty might provide us with a little more spectrum of some other weeds that may be raising her ugly head as well here at the very end. Be careful about some weeds being purely cosmetic, but something like morning glory can sure go to seed really quickly. This is Kerry Siders. Have a good day.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Hell Swisher County, coming to you September 2nd. We're kind of rounding out the end of the season, calculating how much water we're going to need to finish out some of our irrigated cotton crops. And, pests really haven't seemed to go anywhere. We still have a lot of fields that, for cotton, we still have some bollworm pressure. And while it's not much, these fields that they're going to be attracted to are getting fewer and fewer all the time. So it wouldn't surprise me if we're going to have to deal with some of that. In the sorghum side, we're still seeing sorghum midge and any of that really late sorghum that's blooming. We're picking up worms in our alfalfa as well. And of course, we've got headworms in the sorghum. These are all the same species. These are all bollworms that we're picking up. So certainly something to watch out for in multiple crops. On corn, spider mites are still going to be our, pest of concern. Although with some actual widespread rains we had this morning, we could see disease on that late corn as well. While we have some of our earlier corn drying down and actually being cut this week, it's not going to surprise me if we've got some disease in that late corn. So it's not going to be very long on a lot of those earlier fields. We're going to be talking about harvest aids, and we'll be starting to collect some of that note above crack bowl and upper bowl maturity ratings and some percent open ratings. But that's what we've got going on this week, and we'll keep rocking until we see it next week.
This is John Toby covering Bailey, Palmer, and Castro counties. We're seeing a little bit of activity in stink bugs, and we need to keep an eye on that as we go into harvest aids and really need to watch out for that if we have that problem. Continuing scouting in the south, we're seeing a little bit of action down there, but it really hasn't progressed or declined. It's been kind of steady, but very, very spotty in the regions that I'm covering. Looking at sorghum now, we sprayed a lot of fields for spider mite this year, surprisingly, and a lot of guys have been really on top of that. But the sugarcane aphid is, again, as the stink bugs are, very spotty, and some guys have had to spray for it. But it seems like it's been attracted to that very populated, very very well-off forage sorghum. So, you know, the best part of the fields is where you're going to see them first, it seems like. And then they'll spread and start to have larger activity throughout the field as that comes along. Really not seeing a whole lot else. This is John Toby.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM major for Floyd and Crosby counties. And this week we just have not been finding the insect pressure, which is a good thing with wrapping up the season. Definitely need to look out for cotton aphids, as they will do damage to the lint and lint quality as well. As well as stink bugs. Still need to look out for stink bugs. I have found a few more bollworms, nothing over threshold, which is 6%, 8,000 worms. Just getting ready for harvest aids. Everything's looking good.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.